competition is viewed as a good thing, especially here in the U.S. After all, it's the root of capitalism and the point of any sport. But a new study suggests some things that might make you squirm in your ergonomic office chair.
The more competitive the environment became between the teams, it became obvious that women under those conditions did not do well.
Marcus Baer is a professor of organizational behavior at Washington University in St. Louis. He studied teams, some with all men, some with all women, some mixed. The result? Teams of women often outperformed teams of men. But add competition, and that's when the men pulled ahead.
So the more we told them, if the other team wins, you cannot really win here, right? It's you against someone else. Women started to collaborate less. They were just less inclined to work with one another.
Essentially, the teams of women started to shut down in the face of competition. Men, on the other hand, became less competitive with each other, coming together like a band of brothers once things heated up. Sounds like fodder for the gender wars, so let's take a look at this study outside of, well, the study.
Creativity and collaboration are the cornerstones of Ink House. If we didn't do both of those things, we wouldn't have a business here.
Beth Monahan is the principal and co-founder of Ink House, a public relations firm based in Waltham.
And we also happen to have a business that is roughly 80% female. So creating an environment where creativity flourishes is important.
The open layout of the office space resembles a newsroom, and in the full spirit of transparency, the walls of her office are floor-to-ceiling glass. Monahan says she has seen firsthand that competition is not an effective way to foster creativity.
I think that as women, when it comes to competition, we don't really have the luxury of failure.
Or perhaps the luxury of taking risks. There are statistics that support this caution. After all, a woman still makes 77 cents to a man's dollar, and women CEOs are running just 4% of Fortune 500 companies. To further complicate things, a report a few years ago by McKinsey & Company shows women are promoted based on experience, while men are promoted on potential. Add these all up, and
that doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room for women to try out new things, and when competition comes into play, I think it really stymies their creativity.
But one of Monahan's employees, Linda Walsh, bristled at the idea of competition killing creativity.
I feel like even if we're stacked against a challenge, we actually thrive. I mean, I know that I do, but I feel like when we're put to the test, we actually do our best.
I think it's because we're in it together. There's not an environment where we are, you know, Beth, you're not going to succeed if Laura succeeds. It's like we're all going to do better if Laura succeeds. And so we all want Laura to succeed.
Of course, this all varies depending on inter-office dynamics and, more importantly, the type of industry. In fields such as real estate and finance, top-performing individuals set the pace others follow. The team is less important.
There really seems to be a whole industry of looking to find gender differences.
Julie Nelson is an economics professor who specializes in gender at UMass Boston. She says women in the workplace often have to juggle more than just the task at hand.
If a woman is feeling not only does she need to win this account, but she also needs to fight the stereotype that she's not going to be able to win the account, then she's worrying about two things instead of just one thing.
She adds that studies like these are dangerous because they can fuel stereotypes.
It probably lends to a case where, you know, this is fine for, you know, managing teams in some area. Maybe we should have some more, you know, collaborative stuff. But, you know, when the going gets tough and there's competition, well, you really need the men in charge.
Nelson's caveat is to look at the fine print in any study that reduces complexity to a single bold conclusion. But for research scientist Marcus Baer, he hopes studies like his will foster discussion not only on gender dynamics, but how to manage the workplace. That pitting teams against one another won't always deliver results. Christina Quinn, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.
Lift fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. Lift fast, die young, bad girls, do it well.
Young bad girls do it well.